Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Davenport is close to establishing new rent abatement protections for tenants living in substandard housing conditions. The city council on Wednesday advanced a measure that would allow renters to defer payments if their landlords fail to maintain health and safety standards. Ruth Quick with the Quad City Tenant Alliance was among several residents backing the proposal during public comment on Wednesday.
Tenants like me support the rent abatement because we believe that fair is fair, and if we're paying for a place to live, then I should be getting, or we should be getting, a safe place to live.
A campaign to protect Davenport renters ramped up after an apartment building collapsed on Main Street last year, killing three people. The city council is expected to take a final vote on the measure next week. A somber Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, says he'll continue to push back against federal policies he says are a threat to, quote, common Illinois values. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
The Democratic governor says he ran for office in part to counteract Donald Trump, and he says he'll continue working toward a state-level agenda that protects Illinois' vulnerable populations, like immigrants, people of color, and LGBTQ folks. Pritzker invoked his happy warrior label to explain.
I would remind you that a happy warrior is still a warrior. You come for my people, you come through me.
Pritzker says he'll work with the Trump administration when needed, but says his record is clear when it comes to standing up to Trump. What's more unclear is Pritzker's future. He says it's too early to talk about whether he'll seek a third term in 2026. I'm Alex Degman.
Former Rock Island City Manager Randy Tweet has been tapped to fill the city's open 3rd Ward Alderman seat. Mayor Mike Toms nominated Tweet this week to replace Kevin Maynard, who took a job at Florida State University last month. The Rock Island City Council will vote next week on the appointment. If approved, Tweet will serve in the interim until the municipal election in April. Tweet is a Rock Island native and began working with the city in 2000 until his retirement in 2021. One of the new members of the Iowa legislature elected on Tuesday will make history as the first transgender representative to serve in the state house. Amy Wickendall, a Democrat from Hiawatha, will represent Iowa House District 80 in the Cedar Rapids area. Wickendall says she believes she can influence her priorities, which include promoting public education and protecting LGBTQ rights.
I will do whatever I can to work across the aisle, but I will also push back when the ideas do threaten the livelihoods and freedoms of our citizens.
Wickendall was a guest on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program. Her election comes as several other transgender representatives made history across the country, including Sarah McBride of Delaware, who will be the first transgender member of Congress. The Iowa Board of Regents continues cutting university programs related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has details from its meeting on Thursday.
The board has spent the past few months dissolving DEI positions across its three universities. The Regents are trying to get its campuses in compliance with an upcoming state law which will prohibit those offices at the University of Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. Students have pushed back, particularly at Iowa State. Protests have been held as the school's LGBTQ center is undergoing massive change. At the meeting, Regent Nancy Dunkel said the board should consider bringing in those voices to help guide decisions.
We're missing a student representative on our board. When they were on the board, they gave us that input. So we really need to put our efforts into getting that seat filled so we can hear that perspective as well.
Over $2 million have been reallocated from DEI programs across the three schools so far. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
A 45-foot pine tree is now standing outside the Vibrant Arena in Moline to herald the Christmas season. A semi-truck delivered the Norway spruce on Thursday, which was set up by a crane. The conifer was donated by Moline resident Jim Gilman and planted by his family 30 years ago. A tree lighting ceremony is set for Saturday, November 23rd. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.